So we see here early in the book of Mark the precedent being established by Jesus. And that is this: the rote traditions of the law that the Pharisees are observing are now being used to control and dominate the people in the culture, rather than to obey the Lord. We have a great bird's eye view because these things that the Pharisees are observing are the very things that we are reading through right now in the book of Leviticus. But whereas in Leviticus, Moses is receiving the law from the Lord to establish Israel as a people and as a culture and as a country, now it has become rote. It is simply used as tradition to control, and Jesus has nothing to do with it. In fact, he blows it apart. Jesus is always after the heart. And we see Jesus right away calling Levi, the tax collector, calling him to be a disciple and hanging out with what we would consider the riffraff of that culture. The Pharisees are looking down their nose at all this going, why is he doing this? And I'm sure when Jesus first showed up on the scene, and this is pure speculation, but it's also human nature, I'm sure these Pharisees were looking at Jesus as a potential superstar. He was communicating well. People were following him. He spoke with authority. And so they may have originally been looking at him going, this guy shows some promise. But he exposes them at every turn. And every time they test him, whether they're testing him just to see what he's all about or whether they're testing him to trip him up, he goes after them. He humiliates them with their own tricks. So we're just a couple of chapters into the book of Mark, but already they're plotting to kill Jesus. And then over in the book of Proverbs, what a beautiful statement today. Wise children make their fathers proud of them. That's beautiful because it's true in our lives as parents, but we are all children of our Father in heaven. And when we use the wisdom that is offered to us in the Proverbs, when we gain wisdom above all else, we make our Father proud.